Special sponsors of the Green Trojan football team include the Green Branch of NBT Bank, the Silo Restaurant, Tidings Real Estate, the Root Funeral Home, Strankard Machine Shop, Gray & Sons Insurance Agency, the Green Office of Sydney Federal Credit Union, G&L Auto, and G&L Auto Supply, Thomas Real Estate Incorporated, Neville Law Office, the Trojan House Deli and Catering, the Raymond Corporation, Wrench's Village Auto, Nathaniel Green's Pub, Hilltop Building and Construction, and Partners Insurance and Financial Services. Go Trojans!
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Matt Kaplan. Football for you on a Saturday afternoon. And we still have those few little sprinkles occasionally on our window. It's colder than you would prefer to have, but at this point it has not been wetter. We're here at Ty Cobb Stadium. We're at halftime of the Class C battle between the Green Trojans and the Newark Valley Cardinals, Green leading it by a 13-0 score. On the power of two running plays in the second quarter by Sirwinski. One of them was a short run of about 11 yards, and then the other one a couple of yard plunge. And that's been the scoring right here. Keegan Sirwinski, the running fullback, has been doing the honors. He is 6 feet tall, 200 pounds. So now the Green Trojans are doing their stretching exercises. The Newark Valley Cardinals have finished theirs and have gone to the far bench across the way from our vantage point. Matt, you were mentioning that it was nice to come down and see a good press box. Excellent facilities here. We are located high above the field, but you also have turf field with easy-to-read markings, which is a big advantage.
Of course, and not only is this, you know, great facilities, you also have a gigantic stadium, fits thousands of people, and you have one of the greater views that you could have, seeing the end of the foliage, seeing the mountains, if only if it were a nicer day. But
the thing that I find interesting is that, you know, we have not got this place packed now, obviously, for visiting teams, and I'm very glad that they take the finer stadiums and hold the Class D and the Class C championships games at those nice venues. But there's likely to be a very large crowd here this evening, despite what could be lousy weather.
Yes.
But when you get two neighborhood teams playing, and especially with the home team playing on their home turf, it's going to be anybody's battle. So we have the co-captains going across and meeting again at the middle of the field. Everybody's shaking hands, and we will have the start of this contest coming up. Period number three, just momentarily. This game being brought to you by the Green Branch of NBT. Reach for your star at NBT. And by the area's finer dining place, the Silo Restaurant. And it will be the Green Trojans who are going to be seeing lots and lots of action here as now the meeting breaks up at midfield. And the ball will be teed up, I believe, if I remember correctly, by the Newark Valley Cardinals.
Now, Harry, you asked me earlier what should Newark Valley do to change their offensive game plan. On the other hand, Green, I don't think they should do anything. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, Harry.
Well, we haven't seen Jeff Carlin in action yet, so that may just happen. We'll see.
We'll see.
Everything has been... Oh, is he out? He's out totally? Yeah, that'll happen. So they pass the word along that Carlin won't be seen today, that he is injured. I don't make it a point to try to meet with the coaches ahead of time. I have found that if I do that, I can tip off, opposing coaches if they're listening. So I don't try to get any of the game plans whatsoever. So here we go. Newark Valley getting ready to kick off to the Green Trojans. Green already And Newark Valley in a very unusual formation. Now everybody breaks back into their own positions, and they approach the football, low end over end kick that will go down to the 21-yard line. It will be bobbled momentarily by Sierwinski. Finally, he picks up the football, gets across the 30, across the 35, and finally is brought down there, and their first play from scrimmage will be at the 37-yard line.
There was no way I thought he was going to make it that far, especially he took him a good 5 seconds just to find the ball, pick it up, and he managed to run it for not a bad gain.
5 seconds is a lifetime when you're on that field. That was not quite 5 seconds. First and 10 for the Green Trojans. Joe Beckwith now looking for an open man, and who is he going to go to? Again, Keegan Sierwinski. He will be pushed out of bounds, but not until he gets a good gain. They say he stepped out at the 45. That is not going to be enough for the first down. He finally went down at about the 50-yard line, but one of the linesmen already had said, nope, he was out of bounds right here. So it will bring up a second, and we'll call it two.
That was a great pitch play over to the right side, Harry. He had a lot of pulling guards coming around to give him some good blocks.
11:47 on the clock, period number three. Beckwith barking out his signals. Now goes to Sierwinski again. This time he will get the first down as he tries the right side. Gets up to about the 49, still in his own territory. Give him four on that play, and it will be first and 10 from the Green 49 for the Trojans.
One thing I love about the center for Green is that usually centers will snap the ball with the ball being parallel to the ground. He snaps it with the ball perpendicular to the ground. Very interesting. Facing his face, which is very weird.
Jeremy Floor splits out to the left side. He holds his hands up. Whipping around is going to be Joe Beckwith. This time, they're going to read the play perfectly. The handoff went to Dan Dickman, but the Cardinal defense crunched him for a loss on that play of a yard.
Newark Valley's Nick Whitmarsh, again, just getting into the backfield like he's been doing all game, doing a very good job.
Lane Whitaker coming in from the sidelines with the play. 10:50 showing on the clock, period number three. Jeremy Floor again splits off to the left side. Long count, three men ready to receive that ball. Dropping back is Beckwith. He wants to throw. Downfield he goes to number three. That is Lane Whitaker. There is nobody in the whole world that is more disgusted with himself right now than Whitaker, as the ball hit him almost in the face and bounced down from there.
Oh, wow. That's a terrible place for the ball to hit.
He turned around and had that ball right in his, literally, looking at the, reading the stripes, I think. And the laces had nothing for him that time. So he comes out of the ball game. Number 22, that's Dan Treadwell, who will be split out this time. Beckwith going to keep the ball on the ground to Sierwinski. Sierwinski gets running room. First down. Green Trojans inside the 40 in Newark Valley territory at the 39.
If I were Green, I wouldn't even pass the rest of the game. They don't really need to. They're doing a great job on the ground, and most of their passing plays don't even seem to get positive yardage.
You got to keep everybody on their toes. So as a result, doesn't do any trouble at all to roll back and exercise that arm from time to time. Split off to the near side, the wide receiver this time. The ball will be kept on the ground. Sierwinski again, you go with what's been working, and this time it'll work for about 4 yards as Sierwinski battles his way to the 35.
Oh, very, very good run by Sierwinski. He's been doing this all afternoon, and he will continue to do this until Newark Valley needs to find some sort of way to stop this kid.
The other semifinal game this afternoon, the Waverly Wolverines against the Sydney Warriors. We'll have that at about 3 o'clock this afternoon. So Beckwith has said what he wants to say. He's up at the line of scrimmage. It will be a second and about 6. He's going to scramble this time. He wants to pass. Now he tucks the ball under his arm and picks up a couple of yards as he runs out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. That will bring up a 3rd and 3.
Yeah, Harry, and he was trying to find some running room, but it was a design pass, but there was that was just, you know, your old coverage problem. I mean, everyone was covered very well. It's funny that they covered him very well, even though they've been running the whole game.
Third and three. Good crowd for both the Newark Valley Cardinals and the Green Trojans here today. Ball going to be kept on the ground. Sierwinski going to get the first out. Oh, he's still on his feet as he breaks away. Tries to outrun number 43, Larry Kaczmarczyk. Kaczmarczyk finally brings him down inside the 15 at about the 13-yard line. Deep, deep, deep in Cardinal territory.
And Kaczmarczyk did a great job. You know, leave it to the sophomore to save the touchdown, Harry, the only one on the team.
Kaczmarczyk also a large running back, so there's a lot of him. To be hit by him, Sierwinski would feel it. Now Beckwith, long count, has his hands up, spins around, goes to Dickman. Dan Dickman on the ground, breaks into the clear and into the end zone. So Dan Dickman gets his name in the scoring column as Dickman goes in from the 13-yard line. That ups the score to 19-0 as Dickman plunges on in as he hits the left side. Time of that touchdown, 8:55 of the third quarter. Getting underway at about this time is going to be the contest between the Walton Warriors and Bainbridge Guilford over across town. Right here, the ball is going to be kicked up and through, so the PAT kick is good. And with that, we have ourselves a 20-0. Green leading the Newark Valley Cardinals on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan back here at Ty Cobb Stadium. This game being brought to you by Hilltop Building and Construction and the people at Wrench's Auto Village.
And
five
Harry,
backers of the Green Trojans.
And
hang
Harry,
on, hang on just a second. Let's get
my apologies.
No. Let's just get the PAK kick out of the. Excuse me. Let's get the kickoff out of the way, and then we'll go from there. Low and over and kick is going to be gathered in at about the 25-yard line, and moving upfield. And finally, down at about the 35-yard line, Newark Valley, I see a 2 in there, so that looks like it's going to be Dakota Bennett, the only man that's in the 20s, is going to drop things down at the 38, we'll call it. Okay, sorry about that. I know you happen to have a score in from Walton BG.
Yeah,
so what's happened?
Right across town, for Walton, James Copeland scored on an 87-yard run. Walton is up 6-0.
So Walton leading, drawing first blood in that contest at Alumni Stadium. Dropping back, ready to go. Mason shuts. He wants to pass. He goes out on the flat to Trevor Hoffmeyer, number 42. Incomplete forward pass.
You know what? Even though it was incomplete and no yard gain, I like what they're trying to do. They need to switch something up in this half.
8:44 on the clock, period number three. This game being led by the Green Trojans, 20-0 over the Newark Valley Cardinals. Class C semifinal game. Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan here at Ty Cobb Stadium, up in the wonderful press box. Man goes into motion. That is going to be maybe Argente. Yep, it was Argente. But that's interesting. They called timeout when Argente had already started his move. So we've got a pause in the action. 20-0 is our score. We've got a timeout on your station for sports, WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan back here in Endicott, New York. The quarterback called that timeout that time, so it was he saw something he didn't like. Mason Schutz drops back, and this time tries to go out there to number 16. That is going to be Argente again. Argente can't leap quite high enough to get it. Great pass down to about the 40-yard line, but incomplete. That will bring up a third and still 10 for the Newark Valley Cardinals.
And that was great coverage by the junior, Dan Treadwell, 5'9", 156 pounds. He may be 5'9", but on that play he jumped so high, I almost thought he was 6'5".
Splitting off to the near side, Argente again. They've also got two men way out on the right side. The pass will go to number 43. That is Larry Kaczmarczyk, the sophomore. Kaczmarczyk gets down to about the 45-yard line. He almost bowls over one of the linesmen over there, but he picks up about 8.5 yards on that play.
And now, Harry, with fourth and a very, very... fourth and an even two, I guess. What do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to stick with the passing game, go back to their running game? Tough.
I don't know. And that was just what I was going to ask you, because it's been going for you. They do not have a kicking formation out there, so Schutz will decide to go it again. He's probably going to keep it on the ground. Nope, he's going to go in the air. He drops back looking for a man downfield, and I'm waiting for this. It looks to me like it's complete. The man down there was number 4. That is going to be Devlin Farr. And they say Devlin Farr did catch that football. He did not trap it. It will be first and 10 for the Newark Valley Cardinals at the 31 in green territory. And that may be about as far into green territory as they've gotten in this game.
Oh, and that was definitely a great back shoulder pitch and catch.
37:30 on the clock. The ball going to be kept on the ground. They'll get to the line of scrimmage, but not much farther than that. The ball going to be carried in that time by Timmy Smith, number 32. Picks up a yard, maybe two at the most.
Yeah, they definitely are trying to go back to the run play, but it's just not working. It hasn't worked all game. It's not working now, but maybe it'll work soon.
So Mason Schutz brings his team back up. He's going to split Devlin Farr off to the right side. Brings the man off to the near side as well. He's right up on the center. Now drops back, puts it in the air. It's intended for number 18, and that is going to be a great reception. Number 16. That is going to be Argente again. Argente hits the ground at about the 7-yard line, bounces once, held on to the football. Great catch.
You know what, Harry? They should have been doing this all along. It seems to work out for them.
So it is one of those things that the Newark Valley Cardinals threatening. This is definitely the deepest that they've been in green territory. Green leading by 3 touchdowns. 20-0 is our score. Ball kept on the ground. They're going to try to get them 1 or 2 yards at the time. Tim Smith, number 32, the power running back, gets down inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. 6:13, and the clock is running.
That was some good old-fashioned hard running that they're trying to go back to.
So taking their time in the huddle. The Newark Valley Cardinals, now they break out. They will put Devlin far out to the right side this time. Also over there is Trevor Hoffmeyer. The ball will be pitched out to number 20. That's Dakota Bennett. Bennett gets down to about the one. So Dakota Bennett did a whole lot of running that time to pick up a yard. He got about half of what they needed that time.
On that play, I love what Newark Valley is trying to do. They're splitting out all their ends, and so they widen out the defensive backs and the linebackers, allowing for running lanes to open up in the middle.
Now they had a momentary official timeout on the field. Today's game being brought to you by the Raymond Corporation and your friends at Partners Insurance and Financial Services. Two more of the backers of the Green Trojans, Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan, here at Ty Cobb Stadium in a Class C semifinal game, the first of a Saturday afternoon doubleheader. Now they're ready to go again. Tim Smith is the man with the football. No, it's not going to be Smith. They're going to say, we'll see who comes up off the bottom of the pile with it. Well, that one I'll leave up to you, Pat, to figure out who that was. They got themselves maybe a yard at the most. So we've got 4:55 showing on the clock. So they did go with Tim Smith. All right. I'll never argue with that. I just can't see him. We won't say new eyes, but that's the way it goes. Devlin Farr splits to the right side. He's way out there, and now we're going to have a timeout called by the Green Trojans as one of the coaches comes out onto the field. They want to set their defense. Green leads in this ballgame 20-0, but it's fourth and a little bit over a yard. We'll be back with the cap of this drive on your station for sports, WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, it's the Matt and Harry Show here at Ty Cobb Stadium, and we're going to be about ready to see what the Newark Valley Cardinals can do. Fourth and goal to go from about the one. The ball will be pitched back in there to number 42. That is going to be Trevor Hoffmeyer. Hoffmeyer will not be able to punch it in. And the Green Trojans are going to take over on downs. And I believe that's going to be Kaz Marsick now there. So I'm looking. One's number 42. The other's number 43. And who's it going to be? I think it's number 43, Kaz Marsick. He's going to be shaken up on the play. So we're going to have another quick pause in the action as they're going to, the coaches come out and look at Kaz Marsick. He is the only sophomore on the Newark Valley team that was on their original roster. So we've got a pause in the action. We'll be back with more coming up on your station for sports, the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Matt Kaplan. We have what it will now turn out to probably be an extended timeout as we see Kaz Marsick went down hard, and they're attending to him. Looks to be a lower leg discomfort, we'll call it. Now he's going to be coming up. So I don't know if he just developed a cramp, if he twisted an ankle. He's up under his own power, being helped off the field. He's putting weight on that leg rather gingerly and is now walking off the field. So there, Mr. Matt, we have ourselves an unplanned timeout momentarily. This game being brought to you by the fine folks at the Trojan House Deli and Catering and the Green Office of Sydney Federal Credit Union, two of the fine sponsors backing the Green Trojans. Now we are ready to go again, and it will be first and 10. Green.
And Harry, as you say that, across town over at the BG Walton game, we have two scores, one by BG, Corbin Palmer to Austin Bowerly to make it 6-6.
Yeah, that's BG, yeah.
Yeah, and one by Walton, a one-yard touchdown run by the quarterback Kaminsky to make it 12-6 Walton.
12-6 Walton is the first quarter score. It's still got to be in the first quarter over there. Look out, Green is going to be snapping it quickly back from Joe Beckwith to Keegan Kaminsky. Keegan Sirwinski, and Sirwinski gets that ball out of their own 10-yard line as he will explode across the 15 to the 17-yard line. Great run by Sirwinski, who will be able to now give the Green Trojans a little bit more breathing room. I know it's their own territory, but you still don't like to be that close to anybody's end zone. Snap back to number 34 for the Trojans. That is going to be Trevor Parrish. The 5'8", 167-pounder gets good running room, tries the left side of the line, and will get out to the 25.
I did
because I was moving things. Sorry about that.
Oh, I was just about to say, I love the offensive line work by Green. No matter who's running the ball, they're opening up great holes for the running backs today.
Jeremy Flyer splitting off to the near side this time. He holds his hands up in front of his face. The ball is snapped and kept on the ground as it's going to be number 34 again. Trevor Parrish getting good running room. He'll get to midfield. He's finally forced out of bounds after he gets across the 45. That one, we'll say, will be put down at about the 48-yard line, still in Green territory, but first and 10 for the Trojans.
And that was great field vision by Parrish. What he did was he saw that there was no hole. The hole he was supposed to go through closed up, so he bounced out and was able to get a good run on the outside.
3:23 showing on the clock, period number 3, Green leading in this ball game by a 20-0 score. Back with the sophomore quarterback taking that snap and keeping the ball on the ground again. And again, it is going to be a short gain. And we'll wait and see who comes up off the bottom of the pack, but I do believe that it was going to be Parrish again.
And that was good play by the linebackers in Newark Valley. They did, linebackers, what they do when they see it's run, they go shuffle, shuffle, go. And so they went, and they were able to stop them from a big gain.
Pickup of about 3. That will bring up a 3rd, and we'll call it 7.
And it looks like you have 2 split ends over on our side to the right.
So dropping back will be Beckwith. He is going to put the ball in the air, goes out in there to Cole Browning. And the ball, it looks like it popped loose. Yep, they're going to move it back to the original line of scrimmage. Some of these are very easy to be trapped. So if it comes in and it's a clean reception, you still got to hang on to the thing. 3rd and 7 again, 2:40 showing on the clock.
That would have been one of those plays on ESPN where they would have went back and forth and back
and forth.
Replayed it 100 times.
So we're going to see the Sydney Warriors against the Waverly Wolverines coming up after 3 o'clock. Beckwith going to pitch the ball out again to number 34, Trevor Parrish. Parrish has got lots of running room. Gets the first down, gets down to the 35. And he is forced out of bounds there. But they say first down Trojans.
And even though that was a very long play, for Newark Valley, Ryan Coleman, number 10, the linebacker, he did a great job shedding his blocker and making the tackle out of bounds.
So as we mentioned before, we want to welcome all of the listeners from the Green Central School to our broadcast today, along with all of our usual listeners in the Tri-Town area. Trevor Parrish going to carry the ball again. He will dent the line, and that's about it. At 5'8", 167 pounds, he ran into that Newark Valley Cardinal line, and boom, it stopped right there. Gain maybe of a yard.
And one of the great things about the Newark Valley defensive line is Cody French's arm warmers, which are a bright orange, which is very, very visually appealing.
That's a way of saying it. Inside 2 minute mark, period number three. On a damp, cold, but sort of overcast day here at Endicott's Ty Cobb Stadium. The ball will be tucked under the arm of Joe Beckwith. He wanted to throw, but he couldn't find an open man, and then he just ran for his life. He's finally going to be brought down for about a 3 yard loss. That will bring up, we'll call it, third and 12.
And that was our old friend Nick Whitmarsh again, back in there, the senior, just doing his thing in what could be his last game, but he's trying to make it not that way.
If you look at Green, you see a predominance of juniors, lots of 11s under that grade category. Ball got to be kept on the ground as it will be handed off in there to Sierwinski. Sierwinski gets across the line of scrimmage, but somebody read him perfectly, and they bring him to a stop at the 30, we'll call it 32.
Yeah, Newark Valley is starting to do a very good job getting on their high horse on defense, swarming to the ball, making gang tackles, and just doing what they need to do to stop this very potent Green running attack.
Green will probably try one more play here as we're down to about 30 seconds, showing in period number three. Floor splits out to the left side. They wait for the count, then they'll go ahead and flip the ball over to Keegan Sierwinski, but flags will fly as somebody had exploded off the line a little bit too soon. They'll say it's against the Green Trojans, and that will bring up a fourth, and we'll call it 10.
Yeah, Harry, I think a lot of guys try to step back, step forward a little bit before the ball was snapped.
24 and a half seconds showing on the clock, period number three. And they're just waiting to see what else is happening. Now they're just going to let it run down. So they will let things run down. We will go into the fourth and final quarter with the Green Trojans leading the Newark Valley Cardinals. All of a sudden, I was distracted because somebody was moving down below me. 20 to nothing is our score. Now everybody is coming to the benches. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter on your station for sports, WCDO.
Special sponsors of the Green Trojan football team include the Green Branch of NBT Bank, the Silo Restaurant, Tidings Real Estate, the Root Funeral Home, Strankard Machine Shop, Gray & Sons Insurance Agency, the Green Office of Sydney Federal Credit Union, G&L Auto, and G&L Auto Supply, Thomas Real Estate Incorporated, Neville Law Office, the Trojan House Deli and Catering, the Raymond Corporation, Wrench's Village Auto, Nathaniel Green's Pub, Hilltop Building and Construction, and Partners Insurance and Financial Services. Go Trojans!
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Matt Kaplan here at Ty Cobb Stadium. It's going to be the fourth down and, about 11 for the Green Trojans once they get going here. They're still in their huddle at the near sidelines. This game being brought to you in part by the folks at Thomas Real Estate and by the Neville Law Office. Two more of the fine backers of the Green Trojans.
Speaking of the Green Trojans, Harry, our boy Sierwinski has 154 yards in three quarters of football.
He's just churning up the yardage today. The ball is going to be snapped back now to number 10. Ooh, 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 what a great play. That ball was flipped off to Keegan Cerwinski, and Cerwinski was going to pass it. He fired it downfield to Jeremy Floor. It went off of Floor's hands, and before he could get it, somebody hit him. That means that it's going to be a flag on the play, and for that, the Green Trojans will get a first down as the ball will be spotted down at the 21-yard line. So they didn't get it in the air. They got it via the penalty route.
That's an excellent play call by the coach. I don't think anyone else would have thought of doing that, especially when you have the lead. Terrific trickery.
So what they did is Joey Backwood took that ball, pitched it out to Cerwinski. Cerwinski put it in the air down to Jeremy Floor. The pass floated a little bit, but it gave Floor lots and lots of time to get it. Now it will be Cerwinski on the ground again. No significant gain. They'll give him the length of the football, maybe twice the length of the football, on forward progress. And then the Nerk Valley line gave him the reverse route up the field. So 11:28 left in this ball game. Then there will be the opportunity for fans to switch and all of that, and everybody doing their warm-ups. And then we'll be back for game number two. It will be the Waverly Wolverines against the Sydney Warriors. Keegan Cerwinski gets running room. The 6-foot senior puts all 200 pounds behind it, gets about five as he is up to the 15-yard line.
And he's running behind that big offensive line that we've mentioned earlier. And one of the steeples of the offensive line is the big tackle, 6'3", 301-pound Isaiah Webb, the senior. Not many seniors on this team, but he's one of the leaders.
So long count this time. The ball going to be kept on the ground again to Cerwinski. He'll get down first down territory, and he's going to be finally stopped inside the 10 at about the 8-yard line. And it will be another first down for the Green Trojans.
And, you know, Harry, it's just tough to just stop this running attack. They're just doing everything right, and it's, you know, it's coming, but sometimes you just can't stop it.
To think the word for that is, that's why they're undefeated. 10 minutes left in this ball game. Snap goes, whoo, another one of those bad snaps. Going to be picked up in there by Beckwith. Beckwith scrambles, and he looks like he was going to get a step or two forward, but then coming in was big number 80. Get this name, Dan Graves. He gets a hold of the jersey of Beckwith and spins him around and drops him down. Rather long yardage backwards, back to the 19-yard line. So it's second now from the 19.
I know another Graves.
Yeah, this one is interesting. He's probably going to be famous someday. So it's going to be Beckwith putting the ball in the air. The intended receiver was Floor, way over in the far sideline. He dove back and could not get it. I say it was going to be Floor, and then it looks to me like it was Lane Whitaker instead. One of them is number 2. The other one is number 3.
Absolutely great pass rush by Newark Valley Cardinals on that play. He had to force him to throw a pass he didn't want to throw, and he ended up throwing it into the ground.
So the Newark Valley Cardinals, decked out in their white jerseys, now spread out across the field, the Green Trojans in their dark green jerseys. 9:35, period number 4. Green leading in this ballgame, 20-0, long count. Oh, the pitch goes to Cerwinski again as Beckwith just spun around, whipped that ball out to him. Cerwinski couldn't manage to make the turn to go upfield as there was a man right there to grab him down.
Oh, yeah, and that man was our man, our boy, Nick Whitmarsh, of course. He's always getting in the backfield, always making those big plays, doing a great job today.
So with that, we have ourselves the 9-minute mark up on our clock, and the ball is going to be a fourth down situation for the Green Trojans. Oh, finally get up out of the chair and stretch the old muscles here. I think rigor mortis was setting in. Joey Beckwith now is going to stand up, and with that, they're going to say timeout for the Green Trojans. That timeout called from the bench. So you are listening to Green versus Newark Valley Class C playoff action on WCDO.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves along with Matt Kaplan. Now we know why the timeout was called. Because the Green Trojans came out and wanted to kick the field goal. Tim Gell, the 6'3", 177-pounder, puts his foot behind it. It cuts the uprights. And with that, the Green Trojans go up by a score of 23-0. And how many times have you seen field goals kicked in high school games, Mr. Kaplan?
You know what? Not often.
Not often?
It's not easy to do in the pros, so the high school kids aren't really going to do it that often, and, you know, especially because they have a lot of high schools have very eccentric offenses, so they just rely on their offense to get it done. But it's always exciting when you see a field goal.
So that one coming at 8:46 left in the ball game, fourth quarter action, and our good friend Pat Newell went down to cut away and get down to get some comments from the sidelines. So he is cut out of here, but he would be the one who would have a big smile on his face right now saying, we love to see a little variety in high school football. So it's going to be the Newark Valley Cardinals. The ball will be kicked down to number 20. That is going to be Dakota Bennett. The junior will get up to about the 35-yard line before he is tripped up. And it will be first and 10 for the Newark Valley Cardinals at the 36-yard line.
And he just ran right into the wall that Green likes to call Chris Roselli, the 5'9". He's only 150 pounds, but, man, he hit him hard.
So we have ourselves the first game of a triple header here at Ty Cobb on playoff weekend. We'll tell you more about it later on. So Mason Schutz gets ready to go. He'll take the snap from center. He drops back to throw, but he is going to be met in there by a number of big guys. Isaiah Webb, the 300-pound, 6'3" senior, leading the way. Also coming in, I believe it was going to be Kyle Webb, who's also a senior, and another player. There were lots of green jerseys around him. Ooh, look out, loose ball now in the next play from scrimmage, but it had been batted away from one of the players, and they rule it a dead ball, not a loose ball.
At first, I thought it was a loose ball, but then I see the referee trying to pick it up.
Yep, nobody was scrambling for it particularly. So it wasn't one of those where you were going to have the big pile. So Mason Schutz is the junior. We mentioned before that there are a lot of juniors on both of these teams. So that is part of the reason why they are here year after year. They've got great development programs. Schutz wants to pass it, but a green hand is up in front of him. The ball will be batted away, and it will bring up a fourth and still about 17, as that ball is still at the 27-yard line.
And that was the big senior, Kyle Stanton, that green hand. You won't like him when he's angry. He will block your pass.
How big is he? I don't even want to know. Let's see.
241 pounds.
Yeah, 5'11". That's not too bad.
Not too good.
So Schatz puts his hands up, and whoa, wait a minute. Number four is in there now. That is Devlin Farr, and Farr is going to be crunched before he gets to the line of scrimmage. That was an interesting one. Instead of seeing Schatz getting that ball, it was Devlin Farr who did. And he took the snap in that shotgun position. And he was crunched before he got back to the line of scrimmage. So the Green Trojans take over in Newark Valley territory at the 28-yard line.
You know, Harry, even though it didn't work out, I love the idea. I mean, you got to catch these guys off guard to try to get the pull down the field.
Third, 23-0 is the score right now. The Green Trojans over Newark Valley. We mentioned that this was the first of a triple header. It'll be Sydney at 3 o'clock taking on Waverly. And then another game this evening, Union Endicott. And I want to say their opponent is going to be Vestal, if I keep my records correctly. So we have a pause in the action. This will be another timeout. And with that timeout on the field, it gives us an opportunity to hear from one of the fine sponsors who make this broadcast possible right here on WCDO.
If you use propane, here's how to use it wisely. Call Morabito. We offer our propane customers some significant benefits. We don't add fees and surcharges to your bill. We provide automatic delivery and payment options to best fit your needs. It's the smarter way to put the power of propane to work for you. Call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. For propane, think Morabito.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan back here in Endicott, New York. This game being brought to you by the Green Branch of NBT Bank and the fine folks at Tidings Real Estate. Ball going to be kept on the ground as it will be the Green Trojans, big number 34, carrying that football. And that is going to be Trevor Parrish. Parrish going to be picking up about three as he will get down to the 26-yard line. I'm sorry about that. Turned you down during commercials and forgot to turn you back up again.
Oh, this game is starting to wind down. Also, the defense and the offensive lines of both teams are just starting to get tremendously tired.
And we will be seeing some new faces in here from time to time, probably. That ball going to be pitched back to Parrish one more time. He is a junior, 5'8", 167 pounds. He runs off to his left. He'll pick up about 3, maybe 4 yards. That will move the ball down to the 21-yard line. And our clock continues to tick down to the 7-minute mark.
And what he did on that play was the definition of shake and bake. He saw one defender and he said, nope. He saw another one and said, nope. He got a pretty good gain.
Guess what? The cup of coffee is finally turning cold. It is frigid here. The ball going to be kept on the ground. Parrish carrying again, and this time he should have the first down as he will get down to about the 17-yard line. It all depends on where they spot that football down, but the linesman is right there at the 17. And now they move the chains.
And you know what I really love about both these teams, Harry, is that there's 6.5 minutes left. It's a very one-sided game, but both teams are still playing at 100%, which is terrific.
Chris Kehoe up over top of the football, split out to the far side. It's going to be Dan Treadwell, and the ball will be kept on the ground and bucking and moving his way forward. Let's see who comes up off the bottom of the pack with it. Number 44. I believe. That's probably Mike Beckwith again. Good gain on that play of about 7 as it's down inside the 10 to about the 9.
Beckwith did a great job just trying to find a hole and just, as you said, bucking in there. He did a great job.
Once again, it's going to be Treadwell split out to the right side. Long count this time by Beckwith. Now they're going to go to number 34, untouched. Going into the end zone will be Trevor Parrish. So Parrish happened to read that perfectly, find a great hole, and he goes in And we'll get the next touchdown. So on a 9-yard run, that one coming at 5:44 of the fourth quarter of this ball game, and that ups our score to 29-0 for the Green Trojans. And it will be a kicking situation, as it's going to be Tim Gell, the senior, 6'3", 177 pounds. They put the ball down, and both of the officials not by the uprights are just looking up and watching Gell's kick go on through. 30-0 is our score on your Saturday afternoon football game on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The kickoff will go down to the 30-yard line. They'll settle in underneath, and it finally marked that football down at about the 27. That was where the official ball was placed. 5:43 left in this ball game. Very much controlled by the Green Trojans. So Green has had two shutouts this season over the Unadilla Valley Edmiston Storm and over Shenango Forks. And now they're about to add the Nerk Valley Cardinals to their shutout victims. Ball going to be kept on the ground as Schatz manages to spin around and not find a good man to hand it off to. And as a result, it will be boom right there, loss of about three. Now again in the shotgun formation. This time he wants to pass. His intended receiver was number 42, Trevor Hoffmeyer. Hoffmeyer was already out near the first down territory, but they were not able to hit him.
And I'll tell you what, Harry. I'm defensively on the line and in the secondary, they're both doing a great job getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback and then forcing him to throw into double coverage. Doing a great job.
So the final 5 minutes of this ball game see the Newark Valley Cardinals trying to get on the scoreboard and break up a Green shutout. Third and about 13, dropping back his shots. Oh, great arm, but way out in front of everybody. The intended receiver that time was number 16, Austin Argente. But there was also one of the Green Trojans running right out there. That was Danny Treadwell. Both of them are managing, or certainly capable of catching a football.
Yeah, and you can tell that as soon as one of the Newark Valley wide receivers gets open, this kid has a slinger of an arm. He can get it out to him real far.
5:11 on the clock. The ball going to be kicked away. Low end over end kick by Schatz. It will get across midfield, across the 45, and finally roll out of bounds at the 42-yard line. And the Green Trojans will take over from there.
That was a very generous roll on behalf of Newark Valley. It only went about, I'd say, 15, 20 yards in the air, but rolled another 30 or 40.
No, not quite that much. Oh,
okay.
Now, come on.
Okay, Harry.
Give him the opportunity to... it was a screamer. It did not gain any height, that's for sure. So we have ourselves missed in the air. It is a chilly and raw day. We do see a couple of umbrellas up, but it is not the downpour that would drive people away. Most people are just sitting there watching this ball game. back with. Going to go off in there to number 34, Trevor Parrish again. And Parrish will pick up about 8 yards as he gets to midfield. They pick up that ball and move it just inches into Newark Valley territory. So a gain of about 8 at the, we'll call it, the 50-yard line.
And on a warmer day, Harry, your cousin Dan Graves, he definitely would have had that tackle in the backfield. He would have been able to hold on to him and bring him down, but it's just the cold. It makes your fingertips, makes everything much, much harder to do.
4:11, the clock running. The ball will be kept on the ground. This time it is going to be Chris Rozelle, number 35, who will carry the football. And he manages to get the first down as he's down to about the 45-yard line. Rozelle, 5'9", 150 pounds. We're going to be seeing a number of players rotated into this ballgame that had not started earlier. They certainly are going to rest Keegan Sawinski. Ball kept on the ground again. It goes back to Rozelle. This time Rozelle has to push a man out of his way. He'll break off to the left, and he will get about 4 yards as he's down to the 42-yard line, gain of about 3.
And this time your boy Graves managed to take him down.
You say that as if he is related. He is not, folks. Trust me. He's a victim of name only. 3:13 and the clock running here at Ty Cobb Stadium. Backwards snaps the ball around, hands it off in there to the first man coming through. They're going to be number 22, Dan Treadwell. Treadwell, another of the Green Central School juniors, 5'9", 156 pounds. He's one of the light men in the backfield, but on a team that's much larger than that. Now we see the Sydney Warriors running up and down the field to our left in the end zone at track area as they're getting warmed up. They've got another game coming up this afternoon. At the one that we're watching right now, the ball will be kept on the ground. Chris Rozelle pounces up to about the, we'll call it the 36-yard line. He's close to first down territory, but they're going to say not quite. 2:17 on the clock. Green over the Newark Valley Cardinals by a 30-0 score.
And, Harry, it's just gotten to a point in this game where they're just gonna run the clock and end the game.
All of the scoring coming in the middle section of this ball game. Rozelle will keep it on the ground and try the center of the line again. He will get the first down, but that's all he wanted to get to keep the drive going. He's down inside the 35 to the 33-yard line, and it will be first and 10 for the Green Trojans.
Man, this green, I mean, this Trojan running attack is just top-notch. And like what you said earlier, no wonder why they're undefeated.
Sweet, sweet, sweet is the word. 1:30 now showing on the clock. Split out to the far side is Mike Bogert as we try to pick up some of the names of the players that have not been in the headlines. The ball will be handed off to Rozelle. Rozelle cracks through the line, picks up a yard or two, but that's about it. Bogert, 5'7", 154, another one of those juniors who the coaches will be counting on for next year's Green Trojan varsity. One of the nice things about success is that success breeds success. So as a result, when you have a winning team, that means that you're going to probably recruit a whole lot more players next year.
Yes, sir. Or make your players better.
Yeah, well, you know, but the idea is that they'll come up from the modified programs and feed into the varsity. Loose ball. It's going to be fallen on by Backwith. And then he'll lose it momentarily, and I believe they're going to say that he did fall on it and will retain possession. Loss on that play back across the 35 to about the 37-yard line. Third, and we'll call it about 14 yards. The Green Trojans are now just completely enjoying their success. Now the ball game is going to be allowed, the clock is going to be allowed to run out is basically the way we can say it. So now it is going to be the horn sounding, and the ball game will be over. And it is officially in the books for the Green Trojans, their third shutout of the season. We'll be back for a recap coming up very shortly on your station for sports, WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to CatalogOutletOnline.com.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life, let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Grace and Matt Kaplan back here at Ty Cobb Stadium in Endicott, New York, where the Green Trojans pretty much dominated this ball game as they continued to rumble and were, quite frankly, very impressive.
Yes, they were, Harry. They did a very good job on the ground, and really, they really didn't have to get it done in the air because on the ground they had guys like Sierwinski just pounding the football away yards after yards, just keep pounding the Newark Valley defense, and there's really, you know, they just couldn't stop it throughout the entire game. They made adjustments, but there was really nothing they could do.
I made the remark earlier that both of these teams know how to win, so you can expect to see both of them powerful again next year. I want to make mention of the fact that we said earlier in this contest that we wanted to make sure that we remembered Ridge Barton, who is a Phoenix player who was killed in a very tragic accident in Homer back earlier this month, and he passed away of bleeding in the brain due to blunt force injury that came in a football game. Every once in a while we do have a tragedy in football, but we wanted to make sure that Ridge Barton is in everybody's memory during these playoff games. The post-game show is being brought to you by the people at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single game. NBT Bank, member FDIC. So, Mr. Matt, the offensive player of the game, if you please.
The offensive player of the game is hands down Keegan Sierwinski. Hands down, he was just chugging away all game, doing his thing. Oh, man, he did a great job today on the ground.
Enough said with that. Mm-hmm. That's an exclamation point if you ever heard one. The post-game show being also sponsored by the fine folks at the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet in Unadilla, Oneonta, and in North Norwich. And they're the folks that sponsor the Dynamic Defensive Player.
And Mr. Dynamic today was Nick Whitmarsh. He was doing a great job on defense. Not only did he have a lot of tackles, but most of his tackles were in the backfield for losses, which is exactly what you need from a linebacker like him.
So Nick Whitmarsh of Newark Valley, the defensive player, and our all-purpose award today is awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That's Rose Smith and her agency. Give them a call, 563-3533.
And I like to keep people on their toes, Harry. My all-purpose player of the game is big offensive tackle Isaiah Webb. He was doing a great job on the offensive line, on the defensive line, and punting the ball.
So Isaiah Webb of the Green Trojans, the all-purpose award winner for this game. I want to make mention of the Silo Restaurant, of the Root Funeral Home, of Strinker Machine Shop, and Nathaniel Green's Pub. All fine backers of the Green Trojans who helped sponsor this game today. So our final score again is the Green Trojans winning it by a 30-0 score. And we will be back in, it says 51.35 minutes with game number two. So we'll cut away for 20 minutes or a half an hour, something like that. And then we'll be back with the game between the Waverly Wolverines and the Sydney Warriors. In the meantime, it is going to be more continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. For the early afternoon portion of our doubleheader, good afternoon, everybody.